Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. Your host for today's Lanyap is KEDM News Director, Sunny Merriweather.
Welcome to Lanyap. I am Sunny Merriweather. My guest today is Dr. Darden North. He's the author of the recently published medical thriller, Fresh Frozen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sunny. It's great to be back with you.
You've got a book signing scheduled for noon to 2 today at Books A Million here in Monroe, and then you're going to be at the Junior League Spring Market all weekend.
That's right, starting tonight.
I hope you brought lots of books.
I did. We expect a long line of customers, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your third book. And you brought back, once again, the main character from the first book. But he really... Knox just plays kind of a peripheral role in this book.
Well, he does. He's really a kind of a good guy doctor, and each book I make him a little bit more lively, more appealing, maybe even sexier. He may be a character I keep in a lot of my books, but he is sort of thrown into a state-of-the-art fertility clinic that he has actually gone back to get extra training for, and there is a The reader will learn sort of a dubious doctor associated with it, that he's associated with.
He seems to maybe not be very discerning in his choice.
Well, he wanted to, you know, explore a lot of the new technology available with infertility, and was sort of drawn into perhaps the lucrative aspect of that and the challenges in providing a service that wasn't very common. And he jumped on the first opportunity he had. Maybe he didn't do enough research into the doctor who was hiring him to work with him.
Mm-hmm. Who, I guess it's not giving away too much to say, who turns out to be one of the villains of the piece.
Well, probably not. I think when you read a mystery and suspense novel, you know there are going to be some villains, and you begin to kind of sort that out pretty soon, I think.
Now, one of the characters that kind of intrigued me is the guy who has been hired to pull a heist, essentially, from this fertility clinic. And when I was reading the book, I thought, you know, this was an area outside your expertise, because this guy is hacking into surveillance cameras and all this kind of stuff. You must have had to do a pretty good bit of research on that.
Well, I did, Sonny. The character's name is Tinker Murda. And he, you know, is an internet spy. And the person that helped me a lot with my research is actually a friend that's done some stereo work at our house. And he's helped me get my own computers going. And obviously, that person's name is Ricky Dawson. But he obviously showed me that he had some knowledge. And I kind of pushed him a little bit to tell me some things that, or he sent me in the right direction to do a little research. Mm-hmm. The book is not a how to do anything, but it is pretty technical as far as real about what can happen out there in the internet world.
And that was pretty scary to me, you know, because not only that this guy can hack in and look through these, you know, at the surveillance cameras, but that this clinic is so totally wired with surveillance cameras that, you know, yikes.
Well, I think in the real world, most medical facilities wouldn't be as wired with surveillance cameras as the one in this novel. But you see every day on the news, you know, the Hudson River crash of the plane, a surveillance camera picked that up. There are cameras mm-hmm. everywhere.
Well, I read somewhere, and this has been a couple of years ago, that the average American is recorded on a video camera at least 18 times a day, and that was a few years ago. And you know, that's kind of scary. You know, where did our privacy go?
Well, it is. You know, be careful.
Yeah. Now, one of the other characters I'm not going to say that. But one of the other intriguing characters is a young woman who works at the clinic. And she kind of gets pulled into something a little reluctantly. And I was kind of wondering how you brought her into that. What?
Well, I believe you're talking about Mia. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of times when I write my novels, I change the characters' names. you know, very carefully. But she, in any kind of book, there has to be some peripheral characters there that are important for the plot. You have to have some characters that the reader really gets connected with and feels a lot of empathy. And if something bad happens to that character, that, you know, lets the reader feel that. And characters like Mia move the plot along. Mm-hmm. And she's just an innocent person working there at the clinic and makes some observations and sees some things she shouldn't see, and it gets her in a whole lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you've got a very glamorous Hollywood star.
Right.
That ends up coming to that clinic because she wants anonymity.
Yes, Alan Saxon is an international superstar in television and movies, and she thinks she can come down to Canton, Mississippi, and be kind of out of the limelight in a very quiet way and get some very technological treatments done, and boy, is she wrong.
And, of course, then there is the young couple who are seeking help because they are having a problem with infertility, and they really want a child. And, that you know, that's something that I think that it's hard for some people to identify with, that you could want a child so badly that you would go to the lengths that some people do, but they do.
Well, people do, and, you know, I think it's important that technology is available for people that want to have a child that comes from their own genetics. There are a lot of adoption services there that are certain very worthwhile, and we hope people look into those ways to get babies too. And you know, this couple that's written into this fiction novel do have some very real emotional problems in dealing with their infertility. And in any medical show or any medical book, drama, or movie that you might see, it's always based on some real medical issue. And mm-hmm. then I chose to make, you know, infertility treatment part of this mystery and suspense in Fresh Frozen. This book sort of is very timely with the Octomom and that kind of thing that's going on too, with the multiple embryos and the frozen embryo situation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of controversy about that out there.
Yeah. So what's next for Knox? Are you, because you leave his future with the clinic kind of up in the air. Is he going to get away from this smarmy guy?
Well, that remains to be seen. As I begin to work on the fourth book, I'm trying to wrestle with whether to leave all these characters that sort of filter back and forth in and out in the first two books, whether to leave them behind and go into a whole new series. When I tell people that, they'll say, oh, no, you've got to tell us what happens to Manon LeBlanc or next mm-hmm. time. So, and I think that's very gratifying as an author that people want to know about the characters.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're going to be at Books A Million from noon until 2, and then tonight at the patron preview party of the Junior League Spring Market, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, I'll be at the Spring Market the whole time.
All right. Thanks so much for being my guest
today. Thank you again, Sunny.
Darden North is the author of Fresh Frozen, and I'm Sunny Merriweather with LANYAP.
You've been listening to LANYAP, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. LANYAP is produced at the studios of KEDM.